Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, we've all heard stories of our friends or family members dealing with inheritance, estate planning. Oh, I'm the trustee. I'm the executor. Our ladies, we're the executrix of some of these situations where somebody passes away. We've got to deal with it. Well, TSB has some certain scenarios that you want to be made aware of because there are situations where they can force non-spouse beneficiaries to receive their inheritance in a lump sum, all taxable, all at one time. Let me just get into this so you understand it and show you what it means. So let's pretend this is my bucket of money. I have my $400,000 and I'm married and I have two kids and they're adults because I'm going to retire soon and they're making their own money. My son's making 50 grand and my daughter's making 100 grand a year. And they're happy. They're smiling. They've got their wallet in their purse. They're ready to go. If I pass away, my spouse gets treated very well. The TSB says, hey, spousey spouse, we're going to rename it in your name. And you can take money out if you want to. If you do, you're going to pay tax, unless it's a Roth, obviously. But most people have majority traditional. So say, yeah, you can start taking money out, but you're going to pay the piper. And the spouse says, well, I don't want to do that. That's crazy town. I just got paid life insurance money when the spouse passed away. And I'm continuing to get maybe the higher Social Security of the two, okay, if they were taking it. So you've got a lot of things that are going to happen anyway at retirement where you may not need to grab cash, but that's beside the point. Let's say year goes by and the spouse then passes away. Well, most of us want our money to go in that order, spouse, kids, and whoever's next. In this example, does the money go to my kids? Yes, it does. But it's the way it goes to them that is kind of a slap across the face. In this example, when my spouse passes away, it came from a beneficiary TSB. Which TSB will not maintain, does not take slow distributions, it will then immediately pay all lump sum, all taxable, all at one time. And it will take their tax bracket, as you can see in this next little image, to a significantly higher tax bracket. And they do it because they can. Remember who created the TSB? The government can. So they made the TSB because, you know, it's not administered by the TSB. BlackRock and State Street Financial actually administer and manage TSB. But it was created by the government. And when does the government get paid? When we pay taxes. So they make a mint off of the way this inheritance happens with those adult kids. And it's just the way it works. Now, anywhere else outside IRAs, for example, this doesn't happen. The majority of anywhere else. Let me just caveat that. But most outside IRAs will allow, first of all, like the ones I work with specifically, allow anyone up to a year to decide what they want to do with this inheritance. And then I can crosswalk them into an inherited IRA to take their money slowly over time over a course of up to 10 years. So you don't need the slide anymore. You get the point. But we've got up to 10 years to take money. So if I'm going to get 200 grand and my brother's going to get 200 grand, would I rather get 200 in a day and raise my tax bracket to something silly? Or would I rather take it 20 grand a year for 10 years? Now, there's a lot of variety of how that can work. I've had three kids that get the money. One kid says, I don't care about taxes. Give it all to me. Another kid says, give me 50 grand now and then 20 grand for the rest, you know, for the 10 years. Another one will say, no, I want as little as possible for as long as possible. It doesn't matter to me. I've even had one where the gentleman was a realtor. He had just made a bunch of money this year, so he didn't want to take any. So we didn't touch it first year. Then the next tax year, we started taking the slow distributions every year for, in that case, a 9-year period because you have 10 years from the date of passing. So lots of choices, but you need to understand there are scenarios in TSB that can be incredibly limiting. And that's why a lot of people start kind of, you know, periscoping up to look at what else is out there. And TSB has a lot of great aspects, but there are some shortcomings. And sometimes we want to just teeter the totter to get the best of both worlds. Reach out. My number here, 850-450-6500. You can get in contact with myself or a team member, and we can go over how all of this affects you and your family and the adult kids. And again, I just passed my number. Whether we help you or not, pass my number and let them know that they need to keep this number in the top 10 of if something happens to me, call Raina. She can help with anything Fed, Fegley, TSB, life insurance, any of the claim forms as well. You take care, and we'll talk to you soon, and let's have a meeting.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.